But we all with an open face beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. This is an occasion where resolves are compelled with Apostle Epher Emmanuel. As we behold God's word today, we become the true reflection of His word. You will be blessed.
There are too many people who are in the brink of giving up, and all God wants to use you to do is to be an envoy of joy. I told myself I will be intentional. The darkness is real in the world. So every day you go out, become an agent of joy. That you leave somebody, and as you are moving, the last impression on their face is a smile. I have seen people in meetings. I saw the way they were looking at me from far. And if you are a minister, you'll be observing those things. They were looking at you from far. Then to make their day, I will then walk by myself and go towards them and say, "You're looking good. Can I snap with you?" Yeah. The person will just be so. The person will now say, "He's even the one that asked for the picture." You will see them very happy. I've seen ladies that just, "Hello, how are you doing? Hope everything is well. Well, I just wanted to know how you are doing." And some of them will break down in tears. It has been a long time anybody cared how they are doing. And the world is full of selfishness. You wake up with your own plans, your own dreams. There is somebody that everything around them is ministering to them that give up, give up. Decide today that you will be that agent of light, that you will become the salt of the earth. The salt is what preserves the earth. There are demons that want to put the whole system into reckless abandonment. Decide that anywhere you enter, there is a way you leave that, and it's intentional. You will give your honor to people that don't deserve it. That was what Apostle Michael Oropo did for me. The first place we met was somewhere in Gbagi Villa, in a meeting. I had never seen him face to face in my life before then. He entered there and told while he was teaching, and then he began to come towards the road. Then he told the whole audience that as he was teaching, did they observe that he was always coming towards this side? Then the people now said yes. Then he now said, "It is because of the grace of a man in this role that the grace is compelling him. That no matter how you want to move from there, there is a grace that brings him back." Then he now said, "Meet my friend, Apostle Epher Emmanuel." Many people who were not greeting me then, immediately after the conference, they came to get my number. That honor, I don't deserve it. It was his reputation he took and gave to me. And this is how you spread love. You see, I'm sharing the story because I am unapologetic about the fact that people helped me too. And I stayed that day quietly just thinking, why did this man do this thing? No pressure. I have never said anything. He just chose to endorse me. Some of you, the slightest thing you could have done to change somebody's life was just that simple appreciation. People took, take, in fact, people in relationship is what puts me under pressure the most. A lady will go, you know how many ladies are under pressure? Their life is not like our own, guys. Though. Am I talking to the guys? You know, you just enter salon, say, clear everything. They'll just use the clipper and do like this, then and clear your beard. You get up. A lady cannot say clear everything. There is so much rules and regulation about the fashion police that checkmates everything they do. The eyelash must, there is a standard. If your eyelash is not as long as that, they will score you zero in that. The hair, your skin, your nails. Brothers, are you listening to me? Yes, your height. So an average lady is under so much pressure. And if she makes an effort, small, she tried with the little money she have to do the little she can, you just come and walk and pass it. You didn't even acknowledge anything. How are you doing, sister? You're looking good. That's always the second sentence from my mouth. You are looking good. Somebody just smiles again. There are ladies that are about to say yes to a diabolic and ungodly Philistine, because nobody loves them except that Philistine that is showing them attention. The day you show them that they are special, a sense of self-worth comes in. Haven't you found out that ladies that have a good relationship with their fathers from a good home, they hardly date nonchalant and non-entities? I want everybody here to be subscribed as an army tonight. A large army of joy givers. Don't go out hoping for somebody to do you well. Decide that somebody must smile because of me today. You go out. If I'm in any place people are arguing, I settle it. If it's a conductor and somebody dragging for change, please, sir, you can go. The man will think that there's a grace on his life that, you know, that compelled. I said it now. I chose to be a joy giver. I've paid somebody's food before. We were traveling, me and you. A lady was behind me. I was ordering meal. And she ordered the same thing I ordered. I think it was cheap and chickens. Go, cheap and chicken. And a cold bottle of drink. And I just heard a voice from my back. Make it two. Ladies, let that happen outside, but may none of our ladies, none of you, we would not raise any lady that is an opportunist. When people marry from our tribe, I can, in 10 years to come, beat my chest and say, God has done you well. Because I know none of you will be, you know, those people who just feel so entitled. Entitlement mentality. So, when I heard the voice, I refused to look at the face that spoke. So I told the lady to bring the two. I gave her her own without looking at her, so that nothing would enter her mind that there was a beauty he saw that now made him to want to favor me. I gave it to her. So she wanted to stretch a change. And the money that she would be contemplating on was not even enough to cover the bill. So without looking at her still, I said, don't worry, keep it. Then I now heard in my back, Me, listen, please. We have a journey ahead of us. We're almost there. Me and Pastor James then walked out. The lady now continued to follow me in my back just to make sure that a level of conversation is struck. Thank you. I said, don't worry. Thank you. Now turn and come in the front and say, thank you. I said, don't worry. It's okay. Now the fact that I had pay, or I could also just, you know, collect it and say, make it two for what? You know, that kind of arrogance. The fact remains, I am honestly persuaded that if everybody sets out every day that I must make somebody smile today, the world will be a better place. If nobody else will do it, let from this tribe, from this family, decide every day, I will be a joy giver. A driver once shouted at me on our way to Zaria. He was driving very fast and making a call. Other members of the voyage were complaining and he ignored their voices. The moment me that was sitting next to him just said, driver, if you want to make a phone call, park and make phone call. The man just said, if I say anything again, you will park and drop me here. He said it in Hausa. You know that Hausa angry voice? That if I say pin again, he will drop me here and nothing will happen. If it is a man who has not been cultured by the Spirit, the next thing you say is Allah baka isaba. then the two heated conversation at the end of the day, none of you will win, but demons have prospered in their engagements. And when he shouted, I was quiet. When he was done talking, I now said, Malam, Kaya Nkuri. Kasan, I said in Hausa that, you know, you are a driver and you probably have a wife at home. And if you don't go back home later, if accident happen and any, God forbid, anybody die, if you don't go back home, there are people that will miss you. Even me, that I'm talking to you, I'm just a small boy. I don't even have family. And I say, I don't mean to, you know, insult you. I was just saying, if you pack, you can make the call. I'm sorry if you are angry. That's what I said to him. He stayed quiet for like 5 minutes. Honestly speaking, I lie not under heaven. Tears began to fall from his eyes. He turned and looked at me and said, Nini, Naima Levi. You don't know how to have people apologize. Sometimes you come with anger because of something that was done. If you give a man honor when they don't deserve it, it will be too heavy for them. The heaviness will break them. Then they will find a way to return it back to where it belongs. He cried and said, Nini, Naima. For those following us online, it means I am the one that wronged you. How many relationships are supposed to have prospered if the two people were not leopards at the same time? The guy is flaring up. In fact, these days, it's not even guys that are flaring up again. It's ladies. I don't even know where this relationship is heading to. The brother said, go now if you think you are the only girl. In fact, the Bible says a time will come when four women will be calling one man. The time, don't worry, you will soon know. Two wrongs cannot make a right. If one person is angry, the other person must decide to be a fool by themselves. It's not about who is right in that time again. Once you see that certain spirits have capitalized on the emotion of your significant other or your wife or your girlfriend, no, for the sake of the kingdom, girlfriend, be blotted out. Your fiancé. Huh? I don't believe that you should be dating anybody if marriage is not in perspective. It's not my belief. I sincerely do not believe that. That if marriage is not being contemplated on. Mind you, I also want to add, because I have had a need to deliberate on this matter. There is any brother here that has the Holy Spirit inside him. Any sister full of the Spirit and led by the Spirit. That person is the will of God for you. Anybody that has the Holy Spirit inside them, is the will of God for you. The Holy Spirit can mold a person into anything. Mind you, the whole idea, I know I'm deviating now, like I said, I'm just riding on the body today. The whole idea about the emphasis of praying, fasting, you know, people now come and say, while I was in a vision of the Lord, I saw myself under a rain and I saw a hand held an umbrella over me. When I turned to see the hand, I now saw your face. Listen. Then the brother hopes that the sister will be able to interpret that dream by knowing what it means. In another scenario, a young man left the village, came to Kaduna and got a job with Techside. And after 2 years that he got his foot on the ground and stabilized a bit, went back to the village, asked his father, do you know any good family I can take a wife from? The father said, that day Ichegbe family, they are responsible people. Went there, discussed with Ichegbe's father. The girl was not among the discussion. Then they now call her and say, see your husband. Then those two people came to Kaduna inside bus. They did not fight. They were in the bus and came to Kaduna and started living together, and they gave birth to you. Then the person that said an umbrella was seen in the realm of the spirit. After 2 years, his marriage ended. Is wisdom not justified of her children? I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody.
whole idea of God said, God showed me. The average man already expect that there is already a default state that is God. It's smooth. The effort you are supposed to put to make your relationship work, the average man will not put again because he thinks that everything that comes from God is smooth. You don't know that even if God says a thing, forever, oh God, thy word is only settled in heaven. Before that word enter the earth, it will take warfare. For your marriage to work, whether both of you gave your life to Christ on the same, they baptized you in the same water, as you came out, you now looked at yourself. If your marriage must work, you guys will fight for it. There will be days where both of you will wish that the room can be divided into two. But one person must become a fool. And Akazo, if you are hearing me, please say amen.
Amen.
One person must become a fool. You will carry your honor, carry your rights, carry your side of the story, and cast it down. May God make our brothers those kind of fathers.
Amen.
May God make our brothers those kind of husbands.
Amen.
It's not every time you want to say your side of the story. Who would Jesus explain to that he is not a sinner on the cross there? Sometimes you are going through what you must go through because the other person is not as strong as you. When you see that spirits have buffeted on the appetite of your significant other, it's not a time for you to react in the flesh, because if you participate in that script, something that took years to build can scatter easily. Somebody must become a fool. People will say, but Oga, the way we are looking at you, don't they become human rapper? What they are saying in essence is that there is a way we want to see you talking to your wife, dealing with matter with iron hand, but your wife will just call you, you can't stand or leave us. Yes, so that's how it should be. Guys, please, I'm begging you. I know everything I'm saying tonight is just an expression of a burden. But for the sake of those brothers in our midst who are getting offended, let me read one scripture. This one will bless you powerfully. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14. In my life, you be glorified. Be glorified.
In my life, be glorified. Be glorified.
You decide tonight that you will be an agent of joy. Everywhere misunderstanding want to enter, everywhere problem, commotion, struggle, confrontation, fight want to start, you can just choose to be the cold one. It takes two to fight. If somebody jack you and slap you and pack you, if you don't do anything at the end, they say they beat you. It's not a fight. It will take only a spiritual man to bear that shame and walk away. The flesh normally will allow you to stand in the center of Samari Street, where that evening time that the girls dress and come out, then somebody will slap you in the front of all those girls. Pow! Then they will make it loud so that people will turn and say, now who they slap? Then something you will want to say, if you don't redeem your masculinity quickly, this story will be on the lips of people for a long time. You need to show that you too, you are not back tire. Brothers, let me share a story. How many of you know Pastor Emmanuel Akpa? Okay. Many of you didn't raise your hand, but I know you know him. His younger brother came back from work last 3 weeks. He has a motorcycle that he uses to navigate his way through the city. And so when the young man came back from work, he was entering the compound to park in front of his apartment. And there was this old woman in the compound that always insults him for no reason. So the woman spotted him entering. The woman just started raining insult, and she was holding a broom that day. raining insult at him and was coming towards him to hit him with the broom for no reason. He now said something just told him off the machine quickly and run inside. So he quickly entered the room and closed the door. As he closed the door, it was not up to 2 minutes. He began to hear shouts in the compound that the old woman fell down and died, slumped by herself. If he would have just mistakenly held the broom and pulled it, then she would now die in his hand. His life will take another turn immediately. A narrative he never intended. You see that thing telling you, you need to prove. Peace is better. Peace is always better. There's nothing to prove. In fact, a girl has beat me before. I was in JS1. Her name was Favor Chukuma. Listen, don't laugh. Because it's not funny to me, huh? You see, I'm sharing the kind of things that they only talk in counseling. And I'm telling you openly and you are laughing at me. You are supposed to be looking at me with that AI. I have one consolation. In my opinion, she's not a girl. No. Never. The strength that I collided with there can never be a girl. And nobody will convince me. They brought her from the village. Listen. So she came from the village and she could not fit into her proper class. So they demoted her until they found a class that the village education could be compatible with in the city. So she now landed in our class. And one day we were talking in the class and she said that I should keep quiet. And I felt a need not to voice my opinion. It was during break time. There were like 4 of my friends that were around there. It was in the back seat. It happened. It happened for just like 2 minutes, but she addressed me in that 2 minutes. She said, keep quiet. And I say, I will not keep quiet. She said, if she come there, she will slap me. And I say, come now. She just came and just slapped me. Before I wanted to slap her, she now packed me. Before I could do something, they now share us. Ha. Can I ask you a question? Look at me right now. Did I die? Is there any story being posted in different parts of Sabo that Favor beat Effa? It's forgotten. Learn to let things go. No need. No, I was told that Baba, if they are the ones, they will not agree that I should catch her after school and beat her. And to God who made me, the only reason why I did not do that is because I know she will still beat me. Burden that I sustain is interrupting what I want to teach. So let's latch on this scripture, only one scripture, then we pray and trust God for miracles. Huh? 2 Corinthians quickly, chapter 13, verse 14. Anakazo is projected inside and outside, and those following us online, let's read together at the count of 2. 1, 2, go. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you. Let's have this particular scripture also in Amplified. Remember what you have read. Remember it. This is a very popular prayer. We use it to even close meetings. Let's share the grace. Then we'll now say it together. But I want to show you what we have been saying. Everybody, let's read together again at the count of 2. 1, 2, go. The grace, favor, and spiritual blessing of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the presence and fellowship, the communion and sharing together and participation in the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. So be it. Now listen, leave that scripture for us. Just leave it projected. there are three dimensions of God that has manifested to the ages. The first dimension is encapsulated by this sentence, God for us. And that was arrived at by God raising a nation and isolating them to bestow his name upon them. So Israel was associated with God as God's chosen nation, the chosen people. And that was the first dimension of God that manifested to mankind. It was God for man. So Israel called God their own. You had Dagon for the Philistines. Amen. You have Ashtoreth for, I think, the Amorites. You have Ra for the Egyptians. Right? Amen. But you see, Yahweh was exclusively a God for the Israelites. And that was a dimension that he manifested as one of the first dimensions that came to the space. God for us. But then God was going to change the whole scenario about that. And so another dimension of his manifestation came to be. And that was Emmanuel. Not God for us again, but God with us. The aim of Emmanuel, it is for God not to dwell with man alone again, but for God to come and show man how to rise from his fallen state, so that Jesus must be born as a baby, so that if you can study and get a detailed account of his life from a baby that you too will be born into, you will know what to do per season, per time, as to how he eventually came into the fullness of Godhood again in time. Mind you, when he was born as a normal baby. But a time will come that the heavens called him the Son of God. So he will show us through his lifestyle, through the various seasons and the various activities of his life, the things man must do before they are restored back to what Adam lost, sons of God. The earnest expectation of creature, they are waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. And Jesus came to teach fallen man how to go back to being sons of God. If you are hearing me and you are blessed, say amen.
Amen.
Then, after that manifestation, the third and the last dimension for our age manifested. It was not God for us. It was not God with us. It is God in us. And that was the person of the Holy Spirit. That next dimension came because when Jesus was living his life, everybody were busy doing their thing, so they did not observe him. They did not learn from his precept. He came and said, I am the way. But no man knew the way because they did not pay attention. So God said, this first dimension, man missed it. Second dimension, man missed it. Let's bring a third dimension that we will enter inside man and use our own power to help him fulfill the dictates and the demand of what it takes to arrive at the full stature of a son of God. So God had to enter into man so that it is Christ that is at work in us, both to will and to do of his good pleasures. So that a spirit can enter you and begin to work out his ideas and his intentions through you. So that at the end of the day, your enablement, your capacity, your capability, all of your advantages will be only inside that spirit. So the Bible says, in him we live, we move, and we have our being. And that is the dimension that is currently the state for the church as it is, God in us. In the first dimension that manifested to man, God for us, there was a very strict demand for consecration. Be ye holy as I am holy. The Lord thy God is in the midst of thee, so be holy. There was strict Levitical rules to guide consecration. Yet man could not meet those standards. And what God was doing in that level was just God for us. There was a demand for consecration that man could not meet. When he became God with us, Emmanuel, there was a higher level and need for consecration. Your righteousness must be greater than the righteousness of the Pharisees, or you will not see the kingdom of God. A higher level of consecration needed. Now that God does not want to be your neighbor, but he wants to live inside you, Can you ask the person by your side, what is the level of purity that is necessary for this kind of arrangement to be arrived at? And because if God must live inside you, one, he cannot behold iniquity. Two, he cannot share his habitation with uncleanliness. And so because the demand for purity is very high. Now, this is why Jesus must die before that dimension will enter the earth. The dimension of God entering man. If Jesus does not die, they cannot substitute your righteousness for Jesus' righteousness. And it's only until God look at you from the lens of his son Jesus. So they will change your face. God will no longer see Elisha. He will be looking at the person who died on the cross. And through the blood of the Lamb, he will see you as spotless, holy, pure. And if God looks at you through the blood, you are now qualified. If you don't associate with the blood, God cannot see you as a man who has enjoyed the bounty of salvation. Because the blood becomes for us the only entrance into the fullness of the sacrifice of Christ. I'm sharing what I'm sharing because of something I want to show you. The sacrifice of Jesus looked like it was a provision for sinners so that sinners will not go to hell. But there was more mysteries in this sacrifice. And so I began by showing us this scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14. The Bible says, the grace, let's read together, favor, spiritual what? Tell your neighbor blessings. Tell your neighbor favor. They were opening something up. They said the grace, favor, spiritual blessings of the Lord Jesus Christ. Which dimension? It is the dimension that came after the first dimension, which is the manifestation of Jesus, God with us. Please, if you can hear me, say amen. Amen. They began to share with us that the full weight of the manifestation of God with us is that he brought us favor and spiritual blessings. Listen. On that cross, where Jesus stayed and hung, I hope you know that Jesus would have never died if he did not ask the Father to take his spirit. The last set of words that left his mouth was, into thy hands I commit my spirit. And I will tell you why. It is the wages of sin that is supposed to be death. And if any man is able to meet that impossible criteria of going throughout his existence without sinning once, any day death comes around you, he does not have a legal ground. It's only sin that is the reward for death. And if there is no sin in a place, death does not have hold over that thing. What Jesus was saying on the cross by saying, into thy hand I commit my spirit, it was God and Jesus that were agreeing to something, saying that I know. In fact, for those of us who are doubting me, I'll give you a scripture. Jesus himself said, my life was not taken. I laid it down. Nobody snatched it. The nail did not take his life. The cross cannot take it. The cross is too small to take a life that was protected by the oracles of consecration. And so there on the cross, he reminded the Father, if it must be that I must become sin so that these ones can be righteous, see me from where you are now as a sinner. And let anybody who will call on me tomorrow give my righteousness that I have, that I died with, give it to them as their own. That was what he meant by, into your hand I commit my spirit. You are the only one that is permitted to fetch my spirit. Hell cannot take this spirit because there is no sin inside it. Let's do a transaction, Father. Allow me die so that others will not die again. Let's do a transaction, Father. Allow death see this body, so that anybody who cry for forgiveness tomorrow, punish the innocent one so that the guilty one can be free. And there, it pleased the Father to afflict him on our place. When the Father afflicted him, when he died, the fact remains clear. There were many things inside that death that the church has not maximized. The grace of our Lord Jesus. On that cross, a summary of the manifestation of Jesus is to come and create a mystery of exchange. So that any day anything has gone wrong, any day an accusation is too much for you to bear, even if they call your name for judgment, your bailout is Jesus Christ. The day you say, Lord Jesus, have mercy. What the spirit realm does is that they go back and check why did Jesus die? And when they check the many explanations, they will not find any reason. So he did not die for any sin. And so they will now have to give that debt a value by allowing that the guilty ones who beg for mercy, Jesus can give them mercy. And tonight, before he died, the Father made that many things he went through, because they wanted to secure many inheritance for us. And part of the things that were secured was divine healing. His healing was secured by the flogging that the Roman soldiers did with him. Every lash of the cane, every tearing of the muzzle, every blood that fell, Jesus was enduring every stroke until his whole skin was covered with scars. If you watch Jesus' film and you think they buried or they crucified Jesus with one small wrapper on his waist, you are joking. They crucified him naked, stark naked, the greatest shame you can get. That was how they flogged him too. And each of those flogging, every one of those cane, it was an address for any man who will ever be sick and will call that name. His body has been afflicted, so your own body should not be afflicted again. If you ask for healing outside this revelation, you will think you are begging God for a favor, but you are not begging God. The Bible says healing is the bread of the children of the kingdom. It's your bread, it's your food. It was secured by Jesus. If you don't walk in it, you are cheating yourself. And anytime anything wants to go wrong, Jesus will not be able to understand why they flogged him then. If you cannot withdraw from the bank of healing he has given to you. Many of us, the mindset that we come with is, Father, just help me, show me mercy. Huh? I know I don't deserve it, but please, if you can heal me. Let me tell you one truth. You know the Bible says by his stripe we are healed. But Peter came and rendered it better. He says by his stripes we were healed. You are healed already. The difference between you and entering your inheritance of divine health is that you have not laid claim on the thing that is already true in heaven. Forever, O God, thy word is settled. In the heaven, sickness is no longer a reality in your life. But they will continue to watch you in the time. The spirits that be will be looking at you to see whether you know what is your own. I can send money to your bank account. As far as you have not gotten an alert in your phone, you will not know yet that the money is already with you. And you will continue to go and beg people that you could have just stayed away from that embarrassment, because you did not know. My people perish for lack of knowledge. Healing is not a prayer point. Healing has been settled. The same way salvation cannot happen today, salvation has been done with. If this lady gives her life to Christ right now, and I say, come out, please come. And I say, come out and give your life. And she is one of the people who came out. The average person sitting down here will tell their friend that knows her and say, ah, and we thought this woman was even a fire woman all this while. We thought she was a spiritual sister. As she and I is just today, she's giving her life to Christ. Somebody there will say, ah. What's your name? Somebody will say, ah, Ada got saved today. The fact is, Ada did not get saved today. Ada got saved the day Jesus died on the cross. But Ada accepted her salvation today. The salvation has always been her own. The day he died, Ada's salvation has been secured. It was when they were flogging him that you were healed. It's not now. Your healing, you enter it the day that you accepted that it was because of me. They flogged him. No spirit can argue with that again. That this sickness, it was because of that skin. Please celebrate our sister. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Grace. So the manifestation of Jesus, they associated grace to it. Unfair advantage. Grace. Grace. Unmerited advantage. Grace. That if it is Jesus' manifestation, he came so that he will give men legal grounds to make their claims. And so with Jesus, this is why every time we are done making our petitions, we end it by saying, in the name of Jesus. Because if you know where these things are secured from, suddenly you wake up in the night and your left leg, you cannot feel it. Somebody say, hey, it's stroke, Blood. I think you stroke. That was how my mother started her own. They had to put Jesus through shame. He was patted on. They flogged him until his body drenched blood. They pierced his side until blood and water gushed out. All of these things were valid statements to spirits that one day, one boy called Epha Emmanuel will come. And if he ever asks his body, if he ever asks the spirits that causes sickness to leave him alone, because of this thing going on here right now, this is why you must answer him. The Bible says, if they knew, they would not have crucified the Prince of Glory. Because if they knew the things that were at stake, one Jesus now can become for us the resurrection and the life. So even Jesus can go to the abyss, go to the underworld and bring a man out. Why? Because one day, a person who was not supposed to die, died. And since it happened, men can now come out from the underworld that way. For want of time, let's go to the next dimension. The love of God. The love of God. The first one is the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. The second is, and the love of God. The Father's representation. The whole thing he was trying to represent through Adam. Through Cain and Abel. It's Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the nation of Israel. He wanted to show a fatherly love to a people. And every time our Father calls us, gives us his instructions, listen, there is no law, no instruction of God that is supposed to make God happy. All the instruction is for your own advantage. If God says, thou shall not commit adultery, if you can hear me, say amen. Amen. If your body says, God does not want you to have fun, what kind of thing is this? If you go on that path, you will find out your days will not be long on the earth. And the instruction was for your own good. It's not, there is no righteousness you can be righteous that will make God more a God. Your righteousness does not add anything to his essence. All of his instructions, it was, he gave it from a tangent of love. So when they described the Father, they said the love of God. Every single thing that he said is about love. He looked at the consequence of those actions and he wanted you to avoid it. The love of God. When it was time for him to describe himself, the Bible gave a submission of who God is. It says God is love. Love. It was that love I was making reference to earlier when I was latching on the burden that the Lord put in my heart. I was talking about being intentional to become an envoy of love. You enter a space. Identify people who are broken. People who are downheartedness. People who have all kinds of issues. Look for people who are moody and depressed. Associate yourself with them quick. The normal human being will want to identify the best dressed in a place or the most noble and then go and strengthen somebody quickly. You will find out by the end of your life there will be too many people who would wish. It was a lady called Dorcas that died, and because of her good works, the church in her region came together and said they will not agree. This one cannot live like this. How many people have died and they buried them? But when Dorcas died, her good works, they said, where would we see this type again? The people she brought clothes for when they had no clothes, they came that day and said, no, the clothes I'm wearing right now, she's the one that gave me. Those that she helped them to sponsor many events, they came after. May your good, the Bible says, let your light so shine before men that they will see your good works. Tell somebody good works. Are you intentional about good works? When was the last time you did something good for somebody? Or are you part of the problem? Gossiping people. Telling this one to be careful about this one. Good works. You are good and your mercy is forever.
Hallelujah.
You are good and your mercy is forever.
Hallelujah.
You are good and your mercy is forever.
Hallelujah.
You are good done something in your life? Has God changed something that you were not happy about? And after so many years, you now say, thank God that thing did not work. Have you planned something and it failed before? And you thought that, Kai, what happened like this? Then after some years, you say, thank God it didn't even work out like that. It is from a position of love that he operates from. Sometimes you will be crying. He will not let your tears change him, because he knows that his decision is superior in love. Can I share something with you? You don't have the capacity to love yourself like he loves you. God loves you more than how you love yourself. Have you seen people who smoke before? Huh? Let's talk now. There is a conflict inside the natures inside them. The flesh knows that this thing can kill the total being. That cancer can become the end of this adventure. You know it's wrong. People go and have sex premaritally, unprotected sex, and they know there are many STIs and STDs. Yet, in the heat of the flesh, people throw caution to wind. Can I ask you a question? If you see yourself taking decisions that exposes you to serious risks by your own self, do you like yourself? There is a God that when you plan your program and he looks from his sovereign eye and sees that this brother will cause this sister to lose her eternal destination. This brother will change this sister's life and ruin her. Then you are crying and say, Lord, save this relationship. Save this, that. Give me this. And then you say, God did not answer. Who told you? You cannot love yourself more than how he loves you. Anytime the Bible speaks about him, they associate love to our Father. He says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God is love. God is love. Can somebody just whisper something from where they are and say, thank you for loving me? It may be a long time. You have never appreciated that love. In fact, you come with your prayer points. You remind him of the things you asked for and he did not do it. And you say, Lord, I just want you to know that I have been asking you. God is love. God is love. He loves you more than how you love yourself. God is love.
All your promises are amen. Your love, man, you never lie. All your promises are yeah. Amen. You're not a man, you never lie.
Jesus, you love me too much.
Too much, your excess love.
Jesus, you love me too much.
Too much, your excess love.
I thank you for loving me so
much. Unconditionally, thank you for loving me too much.
God is love. God is love. God is love.
Thank you for loving me too much. Unconditionally, thank you for loving me too much.
Listen. You know yourself. Listen, you know yourself. You know how you have been from the day you know yourself till today. You know how many times his laws, his instructions will come before your eyes, yet you will do what is in your mind. You will ignore him. You will turn your back at him. You will do what you want, and yet every day his hands of protection. The Bible says the devil goeth around like a roaring lion, seeking for whom to devour. So the people to devour are in scarce, very scarce, representation for him, because the cover of God is on many people. You can be a sinner. God cannot behold iniquity. Yet he will turn his back and still hold his hand around you. He will not lift his protection away from you. Listen. Can you honestly say that you are alive today because you have been faithful and righteous to God? There is something about this, his nature, that is overlooking all of your challenge, all of your faults, all of your issues. You will sin, he will turn his eye from it. Tomorrow you will still come and be talking as though you... Can somebody lift a grateful voice to God? Maybe tonight you will choose to just tell him, thank you. Thank you for the journey so far. Thank you. I'm grateful. From the pages of my heart, let my worship begin but never end. From the pages of my heart, let my worship begin but never end. To the God of all flesh, and he's my God, and his name is Yahweh. Can somebody worship him? Can somebody worship him?
Yahweh is my God.
He's my God, and his name is Yahweh. His name is Yahweh. Yahweh.
Are you talking to him now? Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The devil has been trying to show you all the things that are not working in your life. Show you all the things that are not working. But what about the things that are working? The man you saved has come to worship you. The man you saved has come to worship you. The man you saved has come to worship you.
The man you saved has come to worship you.
Through the waters I would go,
if it leads me to you.
Through the fire I would go,
if the way leads to you.
There's no other life for me,
I'm committed to you.
This is all there is for me,
I'm addicted to you.
Through the waters I will go,
if it leads me to you.
Through the fire I will go,
if the way is to you.
There's no other life for me,
I'm committed to you.
This is all there is for me,
Dominana Kane,
Dominana Kane,
Dominana Kane,
Dominana Kane,
Dominana Kane,
Dominana Kane,
go. 2 minutes. You just... Oh, media, God bless you. These are graphical image of the elders. White-headed elders by the throne. This is how they worship him forever. Forever. I don't know whether Anakazo can join that worship tonight. Can you choose to just bless the Lord without any prayer points, without any requests? Lord, give me. No. I want to worship you tonight. I just want to thank you and bless your name. I want to lift you up. Hanuna karikeni, Oya Yesu karikeni, Hanuna karikeni, Oya Yesu karikeni, Hanuna karikeni, Oya Yesu karikeni. Hanuna,
Hanuna, Karikeni,
Oya Yesu,
Karikeni, Hanuna, Karikeni,
Oya Yesu,
Karikeni, Hanuna, Karikeni,
Nai, Nai, Nakasa. Nai nai na kasa, wayo na ya kasa sese. Nai nai na kasa, nai nai na kasa, wayo na ya kasa sese. Nai nai na kasa, nai nai na kasa,
wayo na ya kasa sese.
Nai nai na kasa. Wayona ya kasa sosei, ilimina ya kasa sosei, kervina ya kasa sosei, wayona ya kasa sosei, nai nai na kasa, nai nai na kasa, wayona ya kasa sosei. Nai nai na kasa,
nai nai na kasa, wayo na ya kasa sose. Nai nai na kasa, nai nai na kasa, wayo na ya kasa sose. Nai 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 na kasa, nai nai na kasa, wayo na ya kasa sose.
This life will never be the same. Make me a fire, make me a mountain.
This life will never be the same.
I come, Yahweh, I come.
Lord, incense, I come.
I come,
Yahweh, I come.
There's a lust in the world, and Jesus removed it from your heart tonight. Nothing can bend us. Nothing can make you moody. Nothing can steal your joy away. Your joy is inside the Holy Ghost. Nothing. And nothing can make you turn your back on God. There is one message God spoke through my mouth as an oracle tonight. God just attempted to tell somebody, I love you. Kirma dokaka
dayapo nakane Kirma dokaka dayapo nakane
Se kirma
Kirma dokaka dayapo nakane
Kirma
Kirma
Amen. Amen. Many of you came to the meeting tonight, you know, tired, just looking weak, under the wicked influence of lying spirits. But see how God has revitalized you. Listen. To everybody who once believed that they are not enough, you are enough. You are good enough. You are a special invention of God. I suffered depression for many years until the Holy Ghost took me. Then I discovered I had abilities. Abilities. Before we leave, we're leaving in the next few minutes. There are people here that the Holy Ghost must come upon them. You need Him. Remove your eyes from yourself. That's your own opinion of yourself is wrong. You don't know who you are. And so can we stretch forth our hands, everybody? Just lift your hands above your head. Those of us who desire to be filled with the Holy Spirit, close your eyes wherever you are. Disconnect from any noise. Don't mind the people around you. Just close your eyes. And then say these things with me. Say, Holy Ghost, fill me up. Say it again, Holy Ghost, fill me up. And now, Holy Spirit, I thank you because it pleases you. Touch your people from the back to the front, the left to the right, every corner of the hall, outside, online. I declare the presence of the Holy Spirit. Gush upon souls right now. Holy Ghost, touch, 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 touch. Please help them. Touch, touch. Holy Spirit, touch, touch. Help them outside too. Help them outside, outside, outside. Holy Ghost, touch, 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 touch. The oil of gladness, the oil of gladness, the oil of gladness. Beautiful ashes, beautiful ashes. Holy Ghost, touch, touch, touch. The joy of the Holy Ghost. There is joy coming upon some people. They will begin to laugh. They will begin to laugh out loud. They will begin to laugh. A laugh will break out from their soul. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. There is a brother. The joy of the Holy Ghost is coming on you. That laugh will become your weapon. Every time you laugh over a case, it will be solved. Holy Ghost, thank you. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, over your people, presence of the Holy Ghost now. Jesus. Jesus. From the back to the front, the left to the right, inside, outside, and those online. Wherever you are, the Spirit of the Lord is resting upon you strongly now. And then you become another man. You become another man. You become another man. Another man. Another man. Holy Ghost. Touch. 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 Ushers, please go around. The Holy Ghost is touching men and women. The Holy Ghost is changing people into another man. You become another man. He's giving you a new tongue. He's giving you a new heart. Another man. Your eyes will become eyes of fire. Your eyes will become balls of fire. Your tongue will become lips of fire. The scripture I read out for us says, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God. But there was something I did not add, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. If it is the Holy Spirit, it is fellowship, the relationship, the koinonia, the togetherness. Holy Spirit, the Father says you are the promise. You are our inheritance in Jesus. I pray that it pleases you. Any man who calls upon your name tonight, please fill them up. Fill them up with your spirits. Pour yourself lavishly upon this place. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Pour yourself. Pour yourself. Give us fellowship. Give us fellowship. 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 Fellowship, fellowship, fellowship. The Lord is in this place. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. The Spirit will overshadow you and you will become another man. The Spirit will overshadow you and you will become another man. My daddy, your baby is singing.
Your baby is singing. I will be singing and dancing and shouting for the rest of eternity.
Glory to God. We trust that you have been blessed by God's word today. Well, you can follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/anacazo mission international.ami or join us on our Telegram channel at Anacazo Mission International. You can also download more of our messages on our Telegram channel. Thank you. Remain blessed.